Home builders are slashing their prices, probably going to go bankrupt, giving you guys the best opportunity basically in history to buy your first house. So is that statement actually accurate? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's video, because if you're sitting on the sidelines, you're waiting for a housing crash, especially in the builders market, you're thinking, well, the home builders, they have all this excess homes, so they're going to be forced to basically fire sale everything, file bankruptcy, thus just giving the houses away. If that's what you're waiting for, you might have a long time to wait. And I'm going to show you that and all the information on what's going on with mortgage rates right now. So let's get over to it. So if you watch mainstream media, the first thing they're going to show you is stuff like this. Okay, let me get my head out of the screen, because this is a very important video that we're going to talk about today, guys. And please don't forget to share this to any of your friends and family that are thinking, okay, maybe should I buy a house or should I not? Because this information is going to be really informative. So let's get over to it. Let me take my head out of the equation, because I want you to get the full feel of this article. Black Knight's September 22, 2022 mortgage monitor. So you can see on the headlines, mortgage holders lose $1.3 trillion in home equity in Q3 as price corrections continues. Nationally, homes shred 2.6% of its value over the past 3 months. Okay, so if you look at this in context, you're thinking, well, okay, people are losing equity by the trillions. Well, yeah. And no, like I always say, don't judge a book by its cover. So let's dig into this article so you guys can get the thing in full context. According to Black Knight's home buying index, median home prices fell 0.52 in September, continuing a three-month streak of declines, but slowed at half the pace of the prior 2 months. So it's starting to slow down a little bit, the declines. Annual appreciation slowed to 10.7%, still more than twice the long-term average. And while indicative of a continued correction, the 1.2 decline from August is the smallest we've seen in the last 4 months. Okay, so then it goes on and gives you a whole bunch of other details about how much equity people actually did incur. You can see right here, despite price corrections, home values in the nation's 50 largest markets remain elevated by anywhere from 19 to 66%. From the pandemic. So if you've been out there sitting on the sidelines since the pandemic, you might in some areas missed out on a 66% run in appreciation. So if that's you, you might want to go back to your realtor or those that you're watching videos on and say, why are you giving me this advice? Because look at it this way. If you're sitting on the sidelines of the stock market, say, and somebody kept telling you this stock is going to crash, it's going to crater, wait until it actually goes way down until you buy. And then you're sitting there and sitting there and sitting there, and all of a sudden you see about 2 years later that the stock is up 66%. You might be thinking, oh, was that good advice or was that bad advice? Well, you guys determine that. But my deal here is to give you the information you need so you can make the decision. So let's get over to some of these headlines that we see. So you see here, right here. What I want to explain to you guys is everybody keeps coming out and saying the builders are going to crash this market. There is way too much homes inventory out there. And the builders, you can see, they're slashing their prices at a last-ditch effort to avoid bankruptcy. Okay, so that's what you would be thinking, okay? So I just have an article right here. I want to show you guys how more home builders do make their money and where their profit margins are. And you can see this article, and I'm going to leave it down in the description below. But one of the areas that they focus in on is the expenses and what's each piece of the home building process, what that costs and how they control the margins. Well, one of the biggest pieces in there is lumber. Okay, so just keep that in mind for the time being. But what we want to discuss right now, what's the average profit margin a builder should have? Well, it should be in the range of 10 or 20%. That's a huge variance, because if you're a builder, if you're a business owner, you can say, well, my profit margin's at 10, but if I could get a profit margin of 20, I'd double my income. It's not that easy. But this just gives you context of where home builders' profits are normally throughout history, 10 to 20% of a profit margin. Okay, so what we want to look at is the top home builders. So let's just look at D.R. Horton, and then we'll grab another one for this, just for arguments' case, so I can at least explain to you guys kind of what's going on in their financials. Okay, so let's go to D.R. Horton. Well, what's their profit margin? Well, in 2021, what was it? Well, it was basically right through here, 22.4%. Okay, that's their profit margin in 2022 as of September. Well, the norm, like you said, is 10 to 20. So they exceeded the norm so far this year. All right, so let's really dig down in some financials of this. Okay, so let's go to the next one. Lennar Homes, they're the second one on the list. Lennar Homes, okay, what is their profits like? So what I really wanna show you guys is how to read financials. Okay, so I'm not a financial expert of yours, but I do this on my own to research companies, stocks, cryptocurrencies, and investments I do. So let me just give you a little pointer here. Go to just the balance sheet of these companies. This is what we're looking at right here is Lennar. Let's look at Lennar's profits, okay? Total revenue in 2019. Total revenue is $22.2 billion. Their profit margin was what? We can go down through here. Profit margin was $2.8 billion. Out of $22 billion in sales, okay? So that equates out to a profit margin. I just did the math. If you take 2.8 right here, you take the $2.8 billion in profits divided by its net revenue, it comes to a profit margin of 12.6%, okay? So in 2019, Lennar was at a 12.6 profit margin. Well, that's on the lower end of the curve when it comes to profit margins, but it's still within that 10 or 20% range. So let's go to 2020s now. We see here that the gross profit was $3.4 billion on a sales of $22.4 billion. So that is an increase in their profit margin from 12.6% to 15.1%. Okay, so now they're from 2019, Lennar pushed their profit margins up from 12 to 15%. Well, let's go to 2021. They had a net profit right through here, gross profit of $5.5 billion on sales of $27.1 billion in sales. That comes up to a profit margin, if you figure out these numbers, of 20%. Now they're on the high end. Okay, this is going into 2021. So now in 2022, where are we? Well, the year isn't even over yet. And look at these numbers. They had $31.9 billion in sales with a profit of $8.5 billion for a profit margin so far in 2022 of 26.6%. Okay, so from 2019, a profit margin of 12.8 to 2022, the year's not even over yet. They've doubled their profit margins. They've increased their margins to 26%. So thus, let's look at it. They've doubled their profit margins. Why? Because they could, okay? But another piece of the puzzle that people are starting to not really talk about, or they have never really talked about this, is raw materials. What's the biggest piece of raw material that goes into a house other than labor? Lumber. Okay, here's where lumber prices went. So if we go back into 2021, right through here, you can see a bundle of lumber was about $1,700 a bundle. Okay, you can see it through here. What is it today? $400? So 70, 75% reduction in the one biggest piece of raw material that the builders have. So they've increased, they've doubled their profit margins over the last 2 to 3 years, 2.5 years, while their cost of goods in most cases, other than labor, have come down and come down in the tune in some areas of over 75%. So thus, do they have more room to wiggle because they've doubled their profit margins? Well, you betcha. So when you start seeing house prices slash, don't be that concerned, because what the home builders did is they actually knew that there was a slowdown coming, so they keep increasing prices while they could, because they did it as long as they could. Just think if you owned a company and you had this one item that you were selling that it was going like gangbusters. You could keep increasing the price as high as you could to the point where you were still selling out on a daily basis. So now you're like, okay, I have my profit margins as high as I can. So when sales start to slow down, you just go back to normal. Is that what's happening? Are we in a crash scenario, or are we truly in just a correction phase? You guys make the decision. But the reason why you're here is what? Where are mortgage rates? Well, let's get over to it. So in today's headlines, there isn't that much, but based on the headlines that we have is what we're seeing in the MBS market. This is the bond that trades on Wall Street that gives me the direction of where mortgage rates are going. We're going to see rates flat today. There's really not that much news coming out today on Monday. Tomorrow, we'll pick up the economic calendar so I can show you what's in store for you for the week and where mortgage rates should go for the week. But today, we're basically just flat. Down 6 really means nothing. What you're seeing on your screen right now is what's happening to the mortgage bond on Wall Street. This, what you're seeing here is the price of the bond. So let me just give you this in its easiest terms. This is all you got to know. If this number is down, that means rates are going up. That's bad. Okay. We want this number in the green. So when the price of a bond goes up, It shows green. It means rates are coming down. There's an inverse relationship. Where mortgage rates right now, we're basically teetering at the highest they've ever been in the last probably 2-3 decades. So here's what you're seeing. These are the top six products people use when they're purchasing or refinancing their home. These are rates published by Mortgage News Daily on a daily basis. These are not my rates. These aren't any individual lender's rates. These are the national average. What do you need to do if you're really contemplating a mortgage or you're like, hey, you know, Dan, can you help me out? Well, yeah, I'm actually a mortgage advisor. I'm federally chartered, so I can help you in any area of the state. So how you reach out to me and how you find out where we can help you and what we can do for you is just go to theRateUpdate.com. We have a ton of information here. What we ask you to do is if you got a mortgage quote, perfect. Let's end your search right here. Upload that quote you got so we can compare it to over 80 of the country's largest banks and mortgage companies. How do you do that? Well, you just click here. You go to my website, therateupdate.com, click loan estimate, and you just fill out this information and drag and drop your loan estimate in here. If you have not started your mortgage application and you need to get pre-approved, say you're buying a house, you're going to start kicking the tires, or you're looking to build a house, and the house is going to be built in another 3, 4, 5 months, and you just want to see, well, can I lock in rates today in case they go up? Well, yes, you can. So those are just some of the things that where we can help you. So visit us at therateupdate.com and we'd love to hear from you. How do you do that? Well, right up here, you can give us a call at 844-775-5626. You can book a meeting. It's right over my head. Or you can even apply online and I'll scoop my head over and it's right over my head now. So those are the way to reach out to us. So if you find value in my channel, all I ask you to do is give us a thumbs up, subscribe down below, check out our the bell so every time I post video, you get an alert. Don't forget, guys, you probably spend a lot of time in the car traveling, maybe over the weekend or back and forth to work. Check us out on your podcast. So no matter what podcast you listen to, search Dan Frio or The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and you're going to find yours truly. You can listen to me on your way to work, on your way home, or just at your leisure. So thanks a lot for watching. And I appreciate your time, and I hope you find some value in my channel. So God bless, guys. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.